You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by RNIB Community Connection Coordinator Una Mulgrew to discuss RNIB's LGBTQ plus Connect Group. Una, thanks so much for joining us.
Hello, David, and thanks very much for inviting me along today.
So, first of all, very simply, tell us about the group.
So, we have an LGBTQI plus group once a month online on a Wednesday evening from 6:30 to 7:30. The group has been running for approximately 3 years now, David, and it's a really, really lovely group. But it's not growing. We're trying to grow it. We've got about 5 or 6 very strong, regular people that come on, and they've built up a nice relationship. I'm not telling you that to frighten new people from coming on board. But what I'm saying is that it is a quality online group where people are building relationships and making friends. And we just welcome more people to come on board. And just to give us a bit of variety, we have the group we have at the minute. And again, not to put other people off that might be a different age group. It's maybe 40s upwards. It would be nice over time if we could have sort of an 18 to 35 year old group as well, or maybe even extend and have an ethnic minority group if that would work. But to begin with, to get to that stage, we just want to grow the membership as it is, and then we can look at making sort of splinter groups, if that makes sense to you, David.
Now, you've kind of already touched on it. We've got 5 or 6 like key members of the group at the moment, but there must be a massive social side to this as well, not only with the LGBTQ plus group, but also all the other groups going on in the RNIB, a real social side to it as well.
Oh, well, it's just about social. It hasn't really developed into much more. It has a little bit in Northern Ireland. We have done a bit of work with our campaigns team. We've also done a little bit of work around accessibility with the LGBTQ plus sector, just around how they, you know, preferred format, and doing audio stuff on their social media so that people don't have to try and find ways of finding out what's going on within the sector. So we have gone a little bit beyond social within Northern Ireland, but the group, the UK-wide group on that Wednesday evening is only social. It would be brilliant. Again, a campaign splinter group would be absolutely brilliant. But currently we have the group. There's no agenda. We used to have an agenda. We used to say next time we come on, we'll talk about, you know, lesbian and gay films or things like that, or groups. Now we just decide, do you know what? We don't have an agenda. We just come on and we'll talk about whatever, you know. It's very casual and it's open for discussion about everything. And if you were an observer, if you were listening in, you wouldn't even know it was an LGBTQ group a lot of the time. It's not like people are talking about their relationships or any of that sort of. It's just a group of friends that all chat to each other and have in common that they are members of the blind and partially sighted community, as well as being members of the LGBTQ plus community. So there's no agenda. It's very social. We would love to see it getting to a stage where there was break off groups, and we're just not getting there. And my objective is to get it out there among a staff as well within RNIB. I mean, if you're a blind or partially sighted worker within RNIB, you're still part of both communities, and therefore you're very, very welcome to come into the group as well. And it's just about getting it out there and letting people know about it. And hopefully this will reach far and wide.
If anybody would like to get involved in the group, how can they do so?
Well, they come to me, or they can go to their own community connection coordinator, who they might already have a relationship with, who will come to me on their behalf. But my name is Una, U-N-A dot Mulgrew, M-U-L-G-R-E-W, at rnib.org.uk. And people are very welcome to email me. You can get me in the RNIB Community Connection NI Facebook page and private message me through that. And people can also get me on the phone. They could send me a text to 07702140761.
Well, for now, RNIB Community Connection Coordinator Una Mulgrew, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay, David, thank you now.